You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Dear listeners, when Lady Fatima salamullah alayha stood by the grave of her uncle, as it is in the narration, her uncle Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib, you know, Hamza was a great figure in the early days of Islam, a great supporter to the Holy Prophet. As she stood by that grave, a man approached her and asked a question. In her response, she passionately stated, "By Allah, if they had left the truth with its rightful people and followed the lineage of their prophet, there would not have been two different opinions about Allah the Almighty. No two people would have, you know, disagreed about, you know, Allah, had different ideas about who Allah is, what are his attributes, and anything about religion. So why? Because if they had followed the rightful people, the righteous people, the true successors of the Holy Prophets, no two people would have had like kind of big gap, big difference in their religions. So let's unpack the significance of this powerful declaration. First, Lady Fatima's assertion underscores her profound understanding of leadership and authority in Islam. When she speaks of the rightful people, she emphasizes that the importance of returning to the rightful successors of the Prophet Muhammad, which she believes are the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam, of course. So her statement also highlights the division and conflict that arose within the Muslim community after the Prophet's passing. Lady Fatima is drawing attention to the fact that if the Muslim community had adhered to the teachings of the Prophet and recognized the rightful authority of his family, unity would have prevailed. This reminds us of the famous, very, you know, successively narrated hadith of Thaqalain, which no one can deny, in which the Holy Prophet says that you should follow the Holy Book of Allah, Quran, and also my Ahlul Bayt, Lady Fatima, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and the Imams of the children of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So if the people had followed them both, according to the Holy Prophet, they would have not gone astray. And one of the, you know, one piece of evidence that can show us that some people have at least have gone astray is because is that we see today that Muslims are, in different paths. Anyway, the phrase "there would not have been two different opinions about Allah" reveals the depth of her concern. It speaks to the need for a unified understanding of faith. So inshallah, dear brothers and sisters, we would have an insight in the history of Islam and would be like, as she says, would not oppress the Ahlul Bayt and be their true followers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.